Kazoo Call marks the start of our podcast. Yay. The great player of that was the Phoebe, who I pulled out of literature class. Thank you for joining me today on the podcast. And the second person is Carlotta, who I pulled out of biology. Are you guys happy to be here instead? Making a podcast, talking about
TV shows and movies.
TV Yay. Shows and movies. And Carlotta, what else? What are you going to host in this podcast?
Germany.
That is right. And Phoebe is going to have a moment in the spotlight to talk about Avatar.
The Last Airbender, the best TV show ever made.
That's right. So which one should we start with?
I guess it's me then.
Okay, yeah. Phoebe, let's start with you.
I didn't prepare anything for this. Avatar, it's a great show. I love it so much because my family used to watch it when I was little. It's very nostalgic for me. All of the fighting in the show is based off of real martial arts from Asia. They got their own Sifu to teach them how to animate it, so it's all authentic. The animation is amazing, even though it's not technically an anime. What else?
That is totally okay. You are a great advertiser. I mean, like, not just the voice, which is like kind of the first reason why I wanted to bring you here on the podcast in the first place.
Avatar.
Your voice and of course your kazoo abilities, but that was really great. I'm gonna need to watch that. Yes, Carlotta, she's raising her hand because I know you can't see it.
What would you say is Avatar about for a person who hasn't seen it before?
Avatar is a classic action adventure with mystical elements. There's like fantasy animals, and they all have this ability to bend the elements. So water, earth, fire, and air. And the firebenders are being mean and murdered all of the airbenders.
Oh my god.
So the last airbender remaining has to take down this evil country dictator person. And it's just really epic and cool.
That sounds really epic and cool. That sounds like a really intense plot.
Well, it's intense sometimes, but it's also really funny. Like, the humor is amazing in it. It's also character driven, so they all have really good plot lines and growth and development, and people use it as like the basis for a good show sometimes. Like, when you want to talk about a redemption arc, you mention this person in this other show is basically this person of Avatar. I can't say it because you guys haven't seen it yet, and I don't want to spoil the redemption arc.
You are doing such a good job for not having prepared any kind of, like, talk about the Avatar before.
Improv.
Yeah, you're really great at improv. Why are you a band kid? You need to be a theater kid, because you are just a natural at improv.
My parents bought me a clarinet, and also I have this kazoo.
Which oh she God. Opened with, thank you, by the way, I don't have to make a beginning track, so you just saved me. Yeah, like, you guys both saved my radio grade, and you saved me time making the part, making my intro music, so thank you both
amazing.
For that.
I am very amazing.
All right, now let's get some more of Carlotta's voice in here, because in case you couldn't tell, she has a beautiful German accent to host us the intro to German thing with, so...
I have a German accent?
Yes, she does. And why don't you speak a little louder so people can hear that German accent?
Okay. What do I have to say?
You can introduce yourself and explain how you are qualified to give a intro to German class on this podcast.
Okay.
So I'm rhyming now, I guess. Why don't we all just start freestyling? Okay, Carlotta, go ahead.
My name is Carlotta. I'm from Germany, near Frankfurt, and I came to the US in August. And I got to know Aaliyah through my nutrition class, which is going pretty awesome.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the screen that, like, has the lines showing, like, the volume of the recording. And the moment you started talking, everything just got so tiny. And now I'm talking again, and everything just got huge.
I think you're peaking. I think the microphone's going to cut off if you talk loud enough.
Probably. I can literally see every time I talk, the lines, like, hit the edges of the frame. And it's like, I don't think it can go further.
Just stand back a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sorry, audience, if I'm blasting your ears. And it's like a huge adjustment between, like, me talking and Carlotta talking. And then Phoebe's just, like, that great in-between.
I'm just here.
I remember... it's actually so great bringing you both on, because I remember Phoebe. I remember the first time I asked you to come on my podcast was weeks ago. So, like, that, like, almost like a month ago. Like, that was a lot of time in advance. And you, Carlotta, you were just yesterday. I was like, Carlotta.
She didn't give me any instructions, though. She just showed up and was like, hey, you want to be on my podcast? And then just disappeared. And
she
was
gave you an offer?
Yeah.
Hey, I wasn't the one who disappeared here. You were absent for, like, a week plus.
And then you were absent for basically a week.
Okay, wait, okay, guys, so I'm not making this up. She was absent for a week plus first, and then I'm pretty sure when you came back, I caught your flu, and then I was absent for a week after
that. Yeah, because you insisted on playing my kazoo.
That was completely my fault. I was totally asking for it by playing that fabulous kazoo that you heard in the beginning.
Well, yeah. Now that neither of us are sick, do you want to do the honors?
I don't know, man. Stop. I'm getting flashbacks. No.
I remember that you left me alone for like 1 week, and whenever I wasn't there for like one day, you would ask if I dropped the class.
Oh, yes. Okay, like three times. Yeah, I was absent for a week, and then at the end of the week, you just texted me so casually, girl, are you dead? And then you were gone for like 2 days, and then you came back and was like, Carlotta, I thought you dropped the class. Yeah. Carlotta.
We're supposed to be talking about TV shows. So, back to TV shows. Aaliyah, do you have any favorites that you want to recommend to us?
Okay, what's actually insane about me is I do not get hooked on TV shows.
What? You seem like you would.
Oh, I definitely would. That's why I don't get hooked on them, because I know I would not be able to stop. And I've actually been successful in that for like probably like a year now.
Do you watch movies?
Yes. Yes, I watch movies.
What movies?
I actually like watching movies way better than TV shows, because I've always thought like TV shows are just excuses to make like 10-hour long movies.
Incorrect.
They're better.
TV shows are better.
Yeah, because you get to watch a longer movie and enjoy it for longer. But for me, if I want to watch something that I like, but I want it to be short, then I go for movies. And that's pretty much what I've always been going for.
I think
that's
why movies I like are just short TV shows.
Yeah, that's true. Because they make sequels and everything.
Yes.
I mean,
it's all about the long form.
I mean, neither of us really sound wrong. We both sound pretty right.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Who's right?
What are your favorite TV shows, like your top three?
I'd say The Owl House, Avatar, and Arcane, League of Legends.
I thought that was a game.
League of Legends is a game, but they made a TV show about it, and it's literally the best thing other than Avatar and The Owl House. But I just like The Owl House because of Lumity and Rada.
Okay,
these words
know.
Mean nothing to you guys, don't they?
Absolutely Lumity, nothing.
Lumity is the first on-screen gay representation Disney has ever made. It's a Disney show, The Owl House is, and Luce and Amity are in love and they're girlfriends, and it's amazing. And they kissed on screen.
Well then, okay, and audience, about all those weeks ago, I first came up to Phoebe and I was like, please be in my podcast because of that lovely voice of hers. Can we all just please have a round of applause for her lovely voice?
Why?
Not a day has gone by where I haven't complimented your voice.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't know why.
It's an amazing voice.
It sounds
if
like
you
really
guys...
calm, like you can listen to it very well.
Okay, audience, I'm going to add a little bit of like door twang in here, and I'm going to ask you, and I want you to respond, what high school year do you think Phoebe right here is in? If you said freshman year, you are correct.
What?
Which you probably didn't. You probably didn't, because Phoebe, you sound like an adult.
Is this why I keep getting mistaken for a college student?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I look so young, though. I do not look like a college freshman. Why do people keep thinking that?
Well, I mean, it's great that you came on a podcast then.
Yeah, I go to college. I pick my own classes. I make my own dinner.
But that's the general thing about high school here. No one looks like what you think they're. Like, you think,
exactly.
Like, oh, yeah, that's a junior. They're like, no, I'm a freshman. You're like, what?
Every
we're
time
to be talking about TV.
I know. Every time I get surprised. Okay, you know, actually, we were supposed to be getting an intro to German lesson from Carlotta, just on the walk here, Phoebe, you're just like, let's just talk about. No, sorry. Sorry. I did not mean to insult your voice. Sorry. I can't replicate your beautiful voice, so I'm just going in the opposite direction. You said,
why don't we just talk about TV shows on movies?
You're really good at that accent.
Oh my god.
What accent is that? Dumb accent.
Dunce.
It's the dunce accent.
Okay, let's go to German then.
Okay, then. It is time to start the lesson with a question. My question is, what are the main differences and similarities between the English language and the German language?
I think probably that the German language grammar is a lot more like complex, and I feel like English is easier to learn than learning German, and probably some letters and some words are just very hard to pronounce in German, and German is weird.
It's a weird language. It's great that we learned English first then.
Let's go.
And we have to learn German second. Like,
also, like, you can never find out how something's actually spelled, because when Aaliyah and I, like in nutrition class, whenever I teach you like a word or something and you try to spell it and you're like always 90% wrong.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which is not your fault because it's just, it's messed up, I guess.
I know. Oh, why don't you, I remember I would always get them wrong because you said there were like three extra letters in the alphabet with like dots on them.
Yes.
And I just wanted like any excuse possible to use those because I just think they look really cool.
Yeah.
Like when you taught me the German word, well, in English, it's fire, German, Feuer. That one was obviously very easy to learn. Not easy to spell because I spelled it F. O with two dots on top, Y and A. And I remember I showed you it and you laughed.
Yeah, because you
laughed at me. And then you said, I gotta get a picture of that.
Because you had like four letters and three of them were wrong and not even in the word.
Don't worry, guys. I have progressed as a student since then. I don't even, in nutrition class, that is not even my nutrition class. It's my German class. It's my personal one-on-one German class with Carlota because I've learned a lot more phrases since then. Which, yeah, Carlota, I'm a good student, listen. Hoch die Hände, Wochenende.
Very good.
Would you like to explain to the audience what I just said?
That's
hopefully
correctly. A very German thing to say when it's the weekend and it says like, up the hands, weekend.
Up the hands, weekend. I know. I mean, here we just say, like, I've seen a couple shirts that say Frye, like Friday.
But then it's like that.
But then it has the, and it has like the fries on it. But like for you guys, it's up the hands, weekend, which I mean, I don't hear any ring to it. Personally, in my English language, but I mean,
it just rhymes in German, so that's probably what makes sense.
Hände, Wochenende. Would you like to give a try at that, Phoebe?
No.
To make it a true class.
I do not wish to suffer.
Please.
No.
Okay, please. The only thing I want in this world right now is to hear your amazing voice speak in some German.
Can you give it to me again?
Hoch die Hände, Wochenende.
Hoch die Hände, Wochenende.
Sorry. I'll let you finish this time. Go on.
No.
Okay.
Do you want to intro in Japanese?
I'm sorry. If you could hear Phoebe under my laughing, I hope you did. Stop.
Just I'll teach you Japanese and then I get to laugh at you.
Sounds good.
Okay. Wait, really?
Yeah, I'm totally fine with it. I get laughed at a lot. Not just for my German, but for my everything.
Oh, can I just tell one thing real quick before we start in Japanese? Mm-hmm. My favorite thing from nutrition class was probably when our teacher asked us what we usually eat for Thanksgiving.
Oh my
god, everyone had like,
you are
like,
not
no,
leaking
I am.
This story right
we
now.
Had like, so everyone had like to name six essential nutrients and then we had to like name our Thanksgiving dishes. And our teacher asked Aaliyah what she usually eats for Thanksgiving.
And Aaliyah, panicked.
She fought for five, like she was thinking for 5 minutes and didn't say one word. Then she said tomatoes.
I said tomatoes. In, like, a huge panic.
Yeah.
I know you couldn't see it on the outside, but a huge panic. And I remember Carlota the whole time. Like, before she even came to me to ask me, she was, like, asking other people. So, like, that gave me time to, like, maybe think of something. You were literally naming things to me, like ratatouille, ravioli, you know, turkey, stuff like that. And I said tomatoes. And the whole time you were just sitting in the corner, like, holding the face palming pose the entire time.
Yeah, Miss Jackson, she was, like, she looked so confused. Because, like... Like, you could have said everything. You could have even said water, but you said tomatoes.
I said tomatoes. I don't know what happened to me there, but yeah, there's just one of the many, many, many stories that people laugh at me for. So go on, have your
Japanese.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
it's
whatever.
Japanese. Intro to
Let's
Japanese.
Go.
Yeah. So there's five vowels in Japanese: a, i, u, e, and o. And every single letter except for n is off of those vowels. You just add a consonant to the end. And I forget how many letters there are, but there's a lot more than English. So for every sound you can make, there is a letter that goes with it. And I forgot what the word is for that, but like our language, we have one sound, like one consonant or vowel. They have one consonant and one vowel as a letter. Makes sense?
If you, like in Japanese, if you would like, for example, say my or Leah's name, would it sound different because of the letters?
No, you just say Aaliyah.
Oh my god, I love that.
Carlota. But there is a separate writing system for things that are in other languages. So you write in hiragana for things that are in Japanese that don't have kanji, which are the pictographs you've probably seen. Mm-hmm. And then katakana is this entirely separate alphabet that has a one-to-one translation with hiragana that is for things that are not in Japanese. And you have to memorize all of it, plus all of the kanji. And I've only done it because I was in Japanese for most of my childhood.
Are you Korean?
Yeah, there was no Korean immersion school, so my mom just sent me to the Japanese one.
It's like you're not even God. Japanese.
Repeat after me. Anata.
Anata.
Wa.
Wa.
Kirei desu.
Kirei desu.
You just said that you are pretty. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, you said it to me so that I could say it to you. So thank you as well, I guess.
Yeah, we're pretty. You're pretty too.
I know you guys can't see it, but we're all very pretty here on this podcast.
We're just a bunch of hot women.
Talking about TV shows, movies, intro to Japanese and German. That you guys never expected it. I definitely didn't also.
Do you have any basic things that you want to say in Japanese? Because, like, my vocab is bad, but I can teach you phrases. You want to learn any?
Sure. Do you have any, like, weird weekend phrases?
No.
What's the Japanese? Thank you.
Thank you? Arigato.
Arigato.
Arigato. That sounds Italian.
It's not, I swear. I just have a really bad accent. Okay, I have horrible vocab, but my grammar is spot on. So, like,
ooh.
I can say things, but I can just make it Japanese, but I sound things out in katakana. Like, the weekend is fun. Weekend?
Oh my god. Okay, wait. Okay, wait. Hold on. I just had a thought, and we are not leaving this podcast until I hear you do this. Carlota, I want you to attempt a British accent.
What?
A British accent. Can you do... Okay, I cannot British. Do it. I cannot do a British accent, but hopefully you can. Accent.
Isn't this like the water thing that people make when like, what?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
How do you do a British accent?
This is a British accent.
This is a British accent.
What's like a really British thing to say?
Schedule. I have a schedule.
Wait, say that again.
Schedule. Have you been to London?
Have you been to London? Say, oh wait, I know. Say, are you quite well? That was actually not bad.
Yeah, that was really not bad. You have a future in improv.
Oh, you really do.
Do you want to get back to TV shows, or do we want Aliyah to teach us something?
We are already at 18 minutes, but I'm probably going to edit a lot of the things I said out. Yeah, so let's just get a few more minutes in here.
More kazoo playing?
Ooh. Yeah, sure.
What should I play?
Oh, wait. Do you want to play my outro as well on the kazoo so that I like just don't have to put in any tracks? Because the only tracks I have right now, I mean, that my teachers don't know this, but the only tracks I have right now don't even pass 3 seconds. And they need like at least 5 seconds.
All right, then. I'll do that.
All right. Well, I mean, when we come to the end, now we're going to be talking about... Someone please answer for me.
The concept of this show is awesome.
Arcane. Let's talk about Arcane. Talk about League of Legends. I will tell you about League of Legends, the worst video game to ever exist. But I play it because I hate myself. Okay, so the concept of League of Legends is that there's these three lanes. They go around the square, and you're at the diagonal ends of the square, and you have to attack each other, and there's minions and towers, and there's a jungle, too. Wow. Anyways, it sucks because people are toxic, and also the game is just badly designed. But I have fun doing it because I hate myself. Arcane is based off of the Piltover and Zaun characters, Jinx and Vi. And Jinx in the game is this maniacal bomber psychopath made after the Joker lady, and she likes blowing things up. And Vi is her sister, who is a cop. So they made a show about them. And it's surprisingly the best show ever created that is not Avatar. It has a couple of cuss words in it, but it's overall good. There's blood a lot, actually. Maybe you shouldn't watch it.
The only thing I can contribute... for myself to like the video game conversation is that I like play Roblox sometimes.
I play Roblox
sometimes. Do you guys play?
No.
I used to play Roblox every single day after third grade. I go home to log into Roblox. Royal High. Royal High was my jam.
Okay, for me it was like the Survive the Natural Disasters game.
Oh,
I would play
one.
That for hours. I remember.
I just think really
Minecraft is so much better.
I'm horrible at Minecraft, but I know so much about Dream SMP lore because I hate myself, and all of my hobbies are cringy. I know everything about Dream SMP lore. Do you want to hear about it?
What I want to hear is your list of hobbies, because so far I know band.
I do band. I also do singing. I'm in an a cappella group.
Ooh,
I enjoy.
Cool.
Right, Synergy. I'm thinking of joining that maybe next year.
You should. It's fun. Okay, what else do? I paint. I draw. I play League of Legends, and I watch TV shows. I talk about Star Wars and Dream SMP with my sister. It's pretty cringy.
That's a hobby? Okay.
My hobbies aren't cringy, but my interests are cringy. Like, I like League of Legends. You do not understand because you do not know what it is, but that is the worst thing I could have possibly done to myself.
Start playing League of Legends?
Yes.
I mean, you do what you do when you hate yourself, you know?
Yep. What are your hobbies? Let's not talk
you're
about
Harvey
me.
Escalora.
I'm just talking too much.
You really thought you were safe back there. You really thought you were safe from the question.
I do not have that many hobbies.
Oh, wait, cross-country, I definitely know. Okay, oh, yeah. Guys, one thing I need to tell you now, a story I need to leak to you about Carlota nutrition class. It's actually not embarrassing. It's just I remember in nutrition class, so many of our conversations, like at least half of our conversations, were always Carlota complaining to me about cross-country or like some other kind of after-school like sport that she was doing. Like, I don't have one memory of you ever talking about cross-country with a smile on your face.
I do love it, but I also do hate it. Okay. It's a love-hate relationship.
I know.
That's
okay.
Me with everything I do.
It destroyed my knee.
Yeah, it's like,
oof. I have a scar here from when I tried to do hurdles, so.
What's literally so weird is I met a lot of other people in your cross-country group as well, and they're like, they say the same thing. They say it's like a love-hate relationship between cross-country, so like, I don't know what it is between the kids in cross-country and like the cross-country sport, but like.
Have you seen my scar from hurdles?
No.
It's right
I think,
here.
Aaliyah, you
oh,
should.
Your scar from hurdles.
Yeah. Is it on this knee? Yeah, it's on this knee. Anyway, I fell over twice.
Oh, no. I have a scar on like that same knee and like that same place, but from a biking accident.
I feel like
because
Aaliyah,
I don't run, I hate using my legs.
You should make a promise right here that you're going to do cross country next year.
I want to do cross country this year.
This year? It's
yes.
over.
Then I want to do track this year.
Oh, that's...
I dropped my
kisser. I got to want to run. I know I just said I hate using my legs, and I do, but like I still want to do track. You know, I'm going to start love-hate relationship between me and track. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got an invitation for an information meeting on track yesterday, and I was like, do I want to do this to myself again?
Why don't you just give it to me? I'll sign it.
We can go there together. It's on Thursday.
Oh my god. Okay, at least then we would both have something to complain to each other about.
I'd join track if I wasn't so traumatized. I tried to do hurdling.
From the hurdles.
I tried so hard, but I got over the hurdles. And then as soon as I got over the hurdles, I'd fall down when I reached the land.
It's okay. You don't need to explain it. The scar says everything.
Okay. Honestly, the cut was worse than the initial falling because I kept trying to put bandages on it and then it kept healing into the bandage. So I just tear off the partially healed scab. The human body.
I know. Incredible. It's fascinating. Why don't we just change our topic to something a little more...
You guys need to go to the third period, don't
you? Oh, right. We have a third period. Okay, yeah.
I
forgot.
So the 15 minutes is gone and everything.
Okay.
You guys have classes, right?
Is it third period already?
Yeah, it's
right
like
now?
Buzzing.
Like
you're late
the bell like...
Oh, yay.
Gone.
Okay. We need to go.
So, yeah. Maybe see where you're at when you're done.
I see you in fourth period.
Yes.
You can always have
fifth.
Back
fifth period. Yeah, bye. Fifth period. See you guys. Thank you.
Bye.